Allen, he's a tough act to follow, but we'll see what we can do here. Allen Januzzi, the head coach of the Open Door Patriots, now in your second year, second time back around. Seems like it's getting easier for me to say that now as I look at you with your Open Door sweatsuit on, outfit, and it looks, it doesn't look as odd as it looked to me last year. How's it feeling for you is my point.
Great, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was good to be back last year and really kind of settled in. And it seems like, you know, I've been there for longer than a year right now, actually. So great, you know, great people, great administration to work with, great place, happy to be back. You know, it's my, I think it's, I don't know, 26th or 27th year as a head coach, and obviously not at one school.
No.
Several different schools, but, you know, making the return back to Open Door, I think it's been a very good decision for myself and for my family. So,
last year you finished slightly over 500 in your first year back. You've got 4 out of 5 starters coming back. Yeah. You know, on paper, it looks like this should be a pretty good team for you.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, expectations are high. And we do bring, you know, 4 starters back, Anthony Januzzi, R.J. Penny, Julius Moon, and Aaron Petit. And 2 guys that got significant playing time, 2 juniors, Nolan Rack and Nate Otero. And, you know, we've actually, we added 2 guys that did not play last year. They're both seniors, Tyler Reeser and Joe Pruitt. And they're going to help us a lot. Those guys are good athletes. You know, Tyler is a baseball first guy and Job is a soccer first guy, but they're great athletes, great additions, have made a tremendous impact at practice and in the scrimmages that we've had so far. And then we have a freshman on the team, Braden Bendick, and then sophomore Micah Brooks, and those are our 10 varsity basketball players.
Allen, when you talk about coming back to Open Door and the success that you've had in the past, and as Rob mentioned, you know, you had a winning season last year. But for those that aren't familiar, when you schedule, you know, you take on bigger competition. That's going to normally be the trend when you're at Open Door. Most of the teams you play are going to be bigger than you enrollment-wise, maybe not always size-wise or roster-wise, but you guys have never run away from anybody.
So we played, you know, I thought we played one of the toughest D4 schedules last year. And this year, if you look at our schedule, same thing. You know, we got Cleveland Central Catholic, Benedictine, 5 of the 8 LC8 schools, you know, Vermilion, you know, Kurt was just here. You know, it's a tough schedule. And that's good. It's good for our kids. That's what we want to do. We want to challenge them. I mean, we don't have a conference. There's other programs in our school that are in the Lake Effect Conference, but in basketball, we are non-conference. So we're playing 22 different schools, which is unique, difficult to schedule, but it's kind of exciting because you don't see the same team twice. Everything's a new challenge. I think it's going to help us with this new you know, RPI that they're using because, you know, we have a tough schedule. If we can win games, we're going to be playing against teams that are, you know, going to be winning games. We're in 2 holiday tournaments. We're going to Cuyahoga Heights to play in their holiday tournament, the Joe LaBella tournament, who I coached against Joe LaBella, so I love the fact that we're able to go there and compete there. And then we're going back to the Cedar Point holiday tournament, you know, toward the end of December. You know, and we've got, you know, 2 tough teams there to play. So we're challenging our kids for sure. There's not going to be a lot of nights off.
How special is it, Allen, for your athletes to represent Open Door, knowing that it's not a football school and, you know, there's certain sports that you guys, you don't carry everything. It's not the whole complement. So when you go out there, you know, this is one of the things that you guys are known for in terms of playing what everybody else plays.
Yeah, I mean, there is a basketball tradition at Open Door, certainly, and it's a big sport, and there's tremendous support for it at the school. And so I think that's good for our guys. And you know, we talk about that all the time. You know, what do we want? You know, we start with what do we want people to say when they walk away after watching us play? You know, we want people to know that our kids are respectful. You know, they're respectful to their opponents. They're respectful to officials. They're respectful to each other. We want to know that, you know, they've got great attitudes, great effort. We emphasize that. You know, they represent their school. They represent the Christian school community at Open Door. They represent their families, and that's kind of our number one. That is our number one. And win or lose, if we can walk away and people can walk away and say, hey, there's something different about those guys. They're gentlemen. They play the game the right way. They compete hard, you know, but they have that respect for all those, you know, entities that we discussed. I think that's really important.
You know, maybe it's kind of following up on what Jared just asked you, but do you guys sort of look at it as basketball is your football? Like, that is the main sport for the whole school to kind of rally around, and it's even a bigger deal than maybe it is for other schools. And part two of my question would be, because you're not in a conference, does that make those 2 holiday tournaments even more special to give your kids you know, a trophy to play for, something to kind of really kind of focus in on?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, basketball is, you know, it's definitely important there. Not that the other sports aren't. You know, the fall sports, the soccer, the volleyball, the cross country, I mean, those are all very important too. But, you know, basketball is you'd have to say, is the primary sport there. And the holiday tournaments do give us that opportunity. Because, you know, without a conference, you know, you're basically playing for the postseason. You know, you don't have that, you know, that battle for that conference championship during the year. So that's why we like to get in those tournaments. It gives us that a little bit of motive to compete, you know, during the holidays in those tournaments, which I think is it's a great opportunity, because sometimes with a conference schedule, you don't have that chance. You don't have that opportunity to do that. So,
but it's a long season, and when you don't have a conference title to play for, I imagine, you know, you got to pick and choose your spots on how to motivate the kids, when the all that sort of thing. So, does it make coaching any different whether you're in a non-conference, you know, independent schedule versus playing for a league title, or is coaching basketball coaching basketball?
I think coaching basketball is coaching basketball. You know, we talk about approach and we talk about response, and we talked about approach, and approaches. You approach every game the same. You know, every game's got to be a championship game, especially if you don't have a conference, because you're playing to, especially now, because you're going to have to get a high rating to be able to get a high seed. But, I'll share something else with you. So tomorrow night we play a game, a foundation game against Norwalk St. Paul to benefit Empower Sports. So
I'm not rooting for you tomorrow night.
Weird, huh?
I'm just being
That's
honest.
All right. You know, whatever, Rob. So
you put it on a tee.
I did. So we did a service project where we had Empower Sports and we had a Murray Ridge team, and we had a lot of, you know, children and adults that had developmental disabilities come to our gym, and we had the Norwalk St. Paul guys and our guys there, and Empower Sports ran a clinic, and they played some games, and our kids interacted, and when we reflected on that, we talked about every one of those individuals with developmental disabilities walked into that gym with, I mean, unbelievable enthusiasm to do drills, just to be able to make a basket, you know, and their response. I said, that's the way you need to be. You know, this is a blessing to be able to play and compete in a high school basketball program and, you know, live in the moment, stay in the moment, because you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to, you know, it's going to be over. You know, I think I used Darius Garland's dad's quote today. I always put a quote and a Bible verse on our practice plan, and it was, you know, the ball's going to stop bouncing, so you got to play every day like it's your last. And we all know that. You know, at our age, we know because we've experienced that. And so I would say coaching basketball is coaching basketball, and it's our job to make those kids appreciate and be ready and approach every day like that's the most important practice and that's the most important game, and to enjoy it and have fun and be grateful for that opportunity.
We'd be remiss if we didn't ask about the preview this Friday. If you could, you know, tell our listeners, I know it's a big deal for you guys. It's over at North Ridgeville, and I believe it's doors open at 3:30. The games are 4:00. Can you tell us about the lineup and just tell us why you guys do all this?
So the Coaches Association, we're either this year or next, we're going to eclipse the $100,000 mark for scholarships given out since we started giving out scholarships. And we do that, you know, by the huge All-Star Night, the Troy DeFranco All-Star Night that features the Gene Legaiza Classic, and we do it with our preview. And so those are our two major fundraisers to be able to give out these scholarships. And preview, I don't remember the year that we've done this, but it's a lot, maybe 20, approaching 20. But the preview is a half. You're going to see, you know, basically half of the Lorain County teams. There's actually been a little switch. Clearview is going to play Avon first at 4:00. And then we're going to play Wellington at 4:45, 5:30. Keystone's going to play EC, 6:15. Columbia Amherst, and 7:00. Oberlin North Ridgeville. So it's a great opportunity to come out and see literally half of the Lorain County schools participate and play. And all of the proceeds, 100% of all that gate goes to our scholarship fund. So I would encourage people to come out to watch. It's you know, it's $5 at the door. And a great situation, great opportunity to support our kids, support the county, and also to see the teams play.
And, you know, to kind of piggyback off that, Coach, what kind of an alumni response do you get from that when people are home, kids that are in college that were part of those programs, you know, I'd like to think that you see some familiar faces.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, especially with social media today, you know, our schools can promote this, and, you know, it's timed up really nicely right now because, you know, people are going to be home for the holidays for Thanksgiving. So, you know, we're definitely going to see some of those alums out there. Like, we have an alumni game on Friday before it, so I'm sure there's some other schools that are doing the same thing. So, great opportunity, again, for people who have to leave. This might be the only opportunity that they're going to be able to see, you know, their school, their team play.
Coach, we've got you on three times this year in real easy games. We've got you hosting Amherst on Friday, December 8th. We got you over at Clearview on January 23rd, and then over at EC on Friday, February 2nd in the Genoese Bowl. And we all know that the Patriots will go 3-0 on WEOL this year.
Well, hope so. We'll see. It should be our good luck charm. I don't know. But we appreciate you covering us. Absolutely. So those should be three good fun games, without a doubt. So,
Coach, want to wish you and yours happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for everything you do for us at WEOL, and we wish you the best.
Same to you guys. Thanks very much. Yep, appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. That's Alan Januzzi, the head basketball coach of the Open Door Patriots. We're going to take a timeout. We'll hear from Kurt Russell. He's back at Oberlin. The Teacher of the Year is coming back to the hardwood this year, and we'll talk to